With or Without You, written by Drew Davies and read by Melissa Advani. One day since the accident. In the morning, she showered and ate some toast. The bread caught in the rungs of the toaster smoking and blackening, and the smoke alarm went off. Soon, there was the inevitable knock on the front door. "I heard a wailing," Mrs. Rampersad said, one hand on the doorframe for support. "Where's Watts's chops, then?"
"He's away," Mrs. Dixit replied, not untruthfully, unready yet to reveal the true situation.
"Away, huh?" Mrs. Rampersad raised her eyebrow. "Where'd he go, then?" She uttered in a faux whisper, "Did he leave you?"
Mrs. Dixit frowned away this absurd suggestion. "He's in the hospital," she replied reactively.
Mrs. Rampersad nodded, and Mrs. Dixit wondered if she'd heard her properly.
"In a coma," she added.
More nodding.
"He had bleeding on his brain. It's very serious."
Nod, nod. "They're not sure when he'll be conscious again."
"Yes, yes," Mrs. Rampersad said. "Terrible, these comas. Agnes Dolores from church, her husband was in a coma too. Woke up lying on his secretary with his trousers down. A medical miracle." She laughed a dry, throaty laugh. "If your husband's left you, there's no need to make up stories. Rejoice, I say."
Mrs. Dixit felt frustration prickle on her skin.
"My husband is in a critical condition. I have to visit him now. In fact, would you be so kind as to drive me to the hospital?"
It seemed the only way to make her understand the truth. On the journey, Mrs. Dixit realised her mistake.
"He can only have one visitor at a time," she lied.
It was brighter today, still overcast, but the clouds didn't seem to hang as ominously low. Mrs. Rampersad shrugged.
"I have a Sudoku."
Mrs. Dixit sat next to his bed. His face looked serene, albeit slightly gormless. His eyelid twitched, and for a moment she imagined he'd open his eyes. Mrs. Dixit wasn't sure why, but she didn't feel ready. She would have worn nicer clothes, for one. The shoes he liked, smart black ones, with a modest 31mm heel, so she didn't complain about her feet hurting. Fortunately, though, the flickering subsided, and Mr. Dixit continued on with his coma. He was still handsome. His 48 years had been kind to him. There was his full head of hair and his Romanesque nose. Yes, he was as short as Mrs. Dixit, something he'd always been sensitive of, but really, everyone was the same height lying down. She'd never been conventionally attractive herself, but Mrs. Dixit had good bone structure, even if her nose was slightly too pointy, and a naturally slender figure. She wasn't overly imaginative when it came to clothing, favouring warmth — she was usually cold, especially in her extremities — and natural, breathable, comfortable fabric over style. In her younger days, she'd often given people the impression she was more in control than she felt. In department stores, other shoppers would.